Can life insurance protect my financial security if I have a critical illness? Our provincial health plans do not allocate funds to help patients who face a critical illness to recover financially. They are established not to build or replace wealth, but to provide basic health care. If you have little or no income, these plans would pay you only a small disability benefit if you meet specific situations. Number 1. Lump sum benefits are paid. Critical illness insurance offers a lump sum payout of cash if you are diagnosed with a critical illness covered by the policy, such as stroke, heart attack, or cancer. Its purpose is to provide a considerable amount of money, referred to as a living benefit. Number 2. Allows time to convalesce. The critical illness insurance capital can help you convalesce over longer periods and in the company of loved ones, without a concern that the expenses related to a previously enjoyed lifestyle must be immediately eliminated. After all, there may be an extended time necessary to recover before you can return to work. Number 3. Money for exceptional health care. Critical illness insurance can fund expensive drugs or out-of-country health care. You may need to employ a private nurse to live in your home, hire a nanny, receive physical therapy, and or renovate your home to meet accessibility needs related to the illness. Critical illness insurance can help pay these bills. Number 4. Critical illness insurance enables a career change. Due to medical advances, many people totally recover from critical illnesses and re-enter the workforce. Unfortunately, many others live the rest of their lives partially disabled, unable to do the work. There may be a need to finance training for a career and search for new employment. Before you establish a new source of income, where will your money come from? Critical illness insurance keeps you financially stable through a critical illness. Talk to your advisor before making any financial decision. This publication is for educational purposes only and is a copyright of Advice on Media.